Australian farmers have been suffering through the worst drought in nearly 50 years, but over the weekend they received some good news for a change. On Sunday, the government announced an extra $190 million of drought relief on top of the existing farm household allowance package. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the relief package was necessary to combat the droughts, which he says are linked to climate change. But some farmers are saying that when it comes to climate change, Mr. Turnbull is all talk, no action. Kenji Sato has this report.
I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. Those were the words of Australian poet Dorothea McKellar, and they were echoed on the ABC last night by Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who said that those droughts and flooding plains had become even more extreme, due in part to climate change.
I think everyone agrees that we're seeing rainfall that is, if you like, more erratic, and droughts that are more frequent, and seasons that are hotter. And all of that means that it is, you know, the land of droughts and flooding rains is going to continue to be a challenging environment.
Australian farmers can expect this trend to continue well into the long term, according to Associate Professor Andrew Borrell from the University of Queensland.
Since about 1950, average global temperatures have risen by about 0.13 degrees Celsius per decade, and an even faster rate of roughly 0.2 to 0.3 degrees Celsius of warming per decade is expected over the next few decades. So there's definitely a temperature response, and there's a rainfall response as well. The clearest consequence of greenhouse gas emissions will be increased rainfall in high latitudes and decreased rainfall in subtropical areas. CO2 rates are continuing to increase, and they'll continue to have an increase on temperature, and then that in turn is going to impact rainfall distribution. And I guess one thing we're concerned about in particular is the impact on agriculture.
For drought-struck farmers, the new relief package is the first piece of good news they've heard in quite a while. Verity Morgan-Smith is the CEO of Farmers for Climate Action, and she says that while she welcomes the relief package, that it's only a band-aid solution.
Look, we do need to see that immediate support for farmers who are already in the grips of drought. That's always going to be an important aspect of responses. We need to make sure that they go far enough, and I know lots of farmers across Australia have concerns at the moment that these particular measures do not go far enough. But at the same time, we also need to recognise that these immediate responses are really putting a band-aid on the problem. What we need to do is also be planning for long-term policy to actually address some of the root causes and to help farmers to be able to successfully adapt into the future. Australian farmers farm in an incredibly variable climate already. Climate change is making that significantly harder for them, and so we need to see that long-term policy support, which is actually going to result in farmers being able to make the adaptive changes and the management decisions that they need to in order to be able to farm sustainably into the future. So we welcome immediate drought relief, that is an important element of it all, but we also need to have a much bigger picture of the issues that we're facing as a nation.
Ms. Morgan-Smith says that the government needs to be doing much more on climate change in order to solve the root cause of the problem and to help farmers like her.
These droughts are ravaging rural communities. They're tearing at the social fabric that underpins these communities. We're seeing employment reduced as farmers are forced to let staff go, and of course that creates flow-on effects for the local community. We're seeing it really damaging and hurting farmers' emotional and mental well-being as they see these impacts of climate change worsening the drought conditions and increasing the severity of drought conditions, and yet still fail to see a comprehensive lack of leadership from our politicians on the issue. You know, you can't be saying on one hand that I concede that climate change is a factor in the droughts. You know, we welcome that kind of acknowledgement of reality. But that's basic science. This is not something that we deserve to be showering accolades for. At the same time, we have a federal government that is hell-bent on opening up new thermal coal mines, gas projects. We have a government that is hell-bent on actually not reducing emissions from the energy sector, which is exactly what the NEG sets out to avoid doing. You know, we've got woefully low emissions reduction targets. So we cannot, on the one hand, be saying, yes, we know that climate change is impacting on the severity of droughts, which the science tells us it absolutely is without question, and at the same time turn around and actually not do anything to address the root cause of the issue.